John Danishevsky is in Baghdad, reporting for the Los Angeles Times. We spoke with him a short while ago to try to find out more about the status of fighting at Saddam International Airport.
We know that earlier in the afternoon there was nothing untoward going on there. It was quiet, empty, dusty, and idle. But this evening, after dark, after the lights went out here in the city, we began to hear sounds of fighting off in that direction, explosions. They sounded like mortar or artillery fire, just sort of wafting across this darkened city, the sound of fighting off in the distance.
Yeah, you're in the center of Baghdad. How far away is the airport from you?
It's 9 miles from here. It takes about 15 or 20 minutes. They have a very good highway that leads from here to the center right out to the airport.
But 9 miles suggests that it's awfully close to the heart of Baghdad. There have been some claims that U.S. forces have taken the airport. I assume you'd have no basis to confirm that.
No, I don't. I couldn't confirm that from here. I know that when I visited the airport in recent days, it didn't seem like there was a lot of military activity around it. It didn't appear to be heavily fortified or guarded, or that it was a place where the Iraqis were planning to make a big stand. So it seems very plausible to me that it may have been taken.
What is your sense of the blackout, that it's a precautionary move by the Iraqis or the result of a U.S. strike? Any sense at all?
Yeah, I think it was probably a precautionary move by the Iraqis because it wasn't preceded by any heavy bombing or fighting here in the center, and lights seemed to go off in a very systematic way, district by district, over a very short period. So it looked to me simply like someone pulled the switch.
And the U.S. command denied that it was targeting the electrical system, so that would square with that. Any other things happening in Baghdad tonight that are remarkably different and seem to anticipate either a siege or a battle for the city?
Well, what was different today, I think, was the realization on the part of the people that that the U.S. forces were so close. Now, none of this was announced in the official media. In fact, it was denied by the information minister that the Americans were anywhere near this area. But the word seemed to spread. People took it to heart in the sense that the streets were unusually empty. Almost all businesses were closed. So this pattern we had seen in recent days of life being normal seemed to take a pause. And the city had a ghostly feel as we walked around it this afternoon.
John Danishevsky, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
John Danishevsky is actually the Moscow bureau chief of the Los Angeles Times, but he's been covering Baghdad for the past few months.